BHH Productions presents KB Cabaret, an original variety show, with your host, Bree Harvey.
Hi, folks. Welcome to KB Cabaret. My name is Bree Harvey, head writer and producer of this show. KB Cabaret is a calabaloo of original skits, songs, poetry, and short stories. What's calabaloo, you ask? Magic, from a child's creative imagination. I was 5 when I coined that word, and it's been around my family ever since. The settings originate from my hometown, Parlor City, and the stories originate from people
Names,
who
characters,
are...
places, and incidents either are products of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously. Any resemblance to actual events or locales or persons, living or dead, is entirely coincidental.
Thank you, Bonnie. That, folks, obviously was my lawyer. Starring my friends, the Parlor City Players, Judy McMahon, Bonnie DeForest, Charles Berman, John Carey, John Montgomery, and myself, Bree Harvey.
Welcome to our town, welcome to Parlor City, where our friends come out to play. When neighbors don't leave, they stay and chat a while. Welcome to our town, to KB Cabaret.
This week on KB Cabaret, we are pleased to present a selection of songs from our own producer, Bree Harvey.
Welcome to our town, to KB Cabaret.
Mornings are a special time for me. My rituals are simple. A good cup of coffee, soft classical music, and a little daily feature in our local newspaper called Advice with Granny Ada.
Dear Granny Ada, for 2 years I've been dating Fiona, a beautiful, intelligent woman. We rekindled our former high school romance at our 10-year class reunion. I am totally devoted to this relationship, even though she is unhappily married with 2 children. I know with patience she will ask for divorce, and I'm fine with that. However, the other day, Jerry Lipschitz, a mutual classmate of ours, unaware of my involvement with Fiona, told me he saw her affectionately holding hands and nuzzling with some other guy at a diner in the next town over. Well, Granny Ada, this is too much. How do I handle her cheating on me? I don't know what to do about our upcoming trip to the Poconos. I reserved a champagne room for 2, including chocolates and free HBO. Should I tell her husband she is a 2-timing hussy? Why should I be the only one who gets hurt? Is it time for Fiona to fess up? What do you think? Heartbroken in Hoboken.
Dear Hoboken, how delightful having an affair with a woman who is cheating on you. Not only is Fiona a 3-timing hussy, but you, dear, are a mean-spirited fool. You want to tattle to her husband with 2 children that his wife is cheating on him with you and some other guy. You didn't seem to give a darn about this ill-fated relationship before. Your ego is certainly bigger than your conscience. Time to get some big boy pants, grow up, and get out. Her dim-witted husband has enough problems to sort out without you giving your righteous 2 cents. Thank you for writing, honey, and have a nice day. Granny Ada.
Honey, are you almost ready?
Yes, I guess so. I just got the casserole out of the oven and the table is all set.
Good.
You know, I'm not looking forward to this.
Well, why not?
Well, I'm meeting your boss for the first time.
I know. He and his partner are nice people.
I know. I just want to make a good impression.
Well, thanks for inviting them. You know, this promotion means a lot to me.
I know that, honey. That's why I agreed to this dinner in the first place. I just hope your boss likes it.
Ben will love your cooking. Don't worry. Oh, here they are. Good?
Good.
Hi.
Hello.
Honey, I'd like you to meet my boss, Ben Dover. Ben, this is my wife, Sonny.
Ben Dover? I've heard so much about you.
Good, I hope. Well, I heard a lot of nice things about you, too. May I introduce my partner, Anita Wanaman.
I'm sorry?
Anita Wanaman.
Anita Wanaman? It's nice to meet you.
The pleasure is all mine. Thank you for inviting us.
Why don't you have a seat? Can I get you two a martini, a salty chihuahua, a barking spider?
Just a gin. Neat.
Martini. With gin, please. And 2 pearl onions.
I'll help get the drinks, dear. Will you excuse me?
Sure.
What is the matter with you? What could possibly be so funny that you have to embarrass me?
Bend over? Anita Wantaman?
What about bend over and Anita Wantaman?
Don't you hear it?
Hear what?
Never mind. You take out these 2 drinks. I made the usual cosmos for us.
Here we are.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Very good.
Delicious.
Certainly hits the spot.
I'm sorry?
What spot did you hit?
Oh, my bad. I meant,
It is great that you came by here tonight. Sunny made her famous casserole.
Oh, that's wonderful. When did you have it published?
When did I have what published?
Your casserole recipe.
You said it was famous.
Oh, no, not that famous. I just do what my mother told me. It really is a piece of cake.
What is?
The casserole.
I never heard of casseroles being cake. Is it sweet?
No.
Say, did you know that McConnell called today?
He said he may make us an offer on the property at Elm and Third.
Is that a fact?
I am so proud of my Sam. He never missed the boat when it comes to sales. He is so on the ball.
Why in the world would you be sitting on a ball, Sam?
Ben, I sit on a ball all the time at work. It's good for the back. Forces your posture to be straight.
But that still doesn't explain the boat.
Sam, why don't you help me in the kitchen so we can have dinner?
Now?
No time like the present.
Excuse us, please.
You're excused.
What is your problem?
Can't you hear what's going on out there?
Yes. You're embarrassing me with your boats and balls.
I'm embarrassing you. These people take everything I say literally.
No, they aren't.
Oh, my gosh, are you blind?
No, I can see perfectly well.
You're one of them.
What are you talking about?
An alien from outer space.
I was born in Wichita.
Oh, let's just eat.
Behave yourself.
Fine.
Here we are. Dinner.
This meal is delicious.
Yes, very good.
Oh, thank you.
Did you happen to visit the new designer outlet mall that opened up off exit 70?
Oh, gosh, yes. Great stores, but some of the merchandise costs an arm and a leg.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrible. Why would anyone want to do that?
No way. You are not taking me seriously. Really? Lady, you are not playing with a full deck.
Honey.
I always play with 52 cards. And what does that have to do with dismembering people for merchandise?
Oh, my gosh. That is the last straw. You're off your rocker, lady. Elvis is leaving the building.
What are you saying? There's no rocking chair here or straw. And how can Elvis leave? He's dead.
Oh.
This is outrageous, Sam. Your wife's out of control.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't know what's come into her.
You know what, Anita Wantaman, bend over. You two are as sharp as a marble and 2 fries short of a Happy Meal.
Well, pick up your things in the office Monday morning, Sam. You're fired.
Sir.
Come on, Anita. Let's get out of this place. Goodbye.
What just happened?
Don't sweat it, Sam. You may just burn a brain cell. I'm hitting the sack.
I've been going round in circles, back and forth in no direction.
The beginning of this song that you just heard is called Flicker of Light. It is the first full-length song I had ever written. Came to me in an instant. I was swimming. There was light coming through the window, and the light was flickering on the wall, and I thought of the melody. My life was going round in circles, and the song just came to me naturally. I hope you understand what I was feeling when I wrote this. Flicker of light.
I've been going round in circles, back and forth in no direction, up and down in all my memories. There are times that I remember going forth and finding my way. What was there that I had long ago? Why can't I just turn around? Where is my next journey? When do I get my rewards? When do I come home? I've been going round in circles, back and forth in no direction, up and down in all my memories. There are times that I remember going forth and finding my way. What was there that I had long ago? Just turn around. Where is my next journey? When do I get my rewards? When do I come home. I just turn around. Where is my next journey? When do I get my rewards? When do I come home? I've been going round in circles, back and forth in no direction. Tell me when I'll find my way back home.
To hear the rest of this show, download our new KB Cabaret app. There you will be able to hear all of our new shows, our archive shows, and find the multitude of recipes that our chef extraordinaire has created just for you. You will find our app on Google Play, iTunes, Amazon, or Burberry. Just search for KB Cabaret. That's KBKABARET. We love having you stop by, and thank you for listening to KB Cabaret.